Today's shiur in the Deir Shum Mishneh Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Brura, and we're going to Mitzvah Shem start and complete Simon Reish Chof Beis, the Simon that deals with Birchas Hodas HaTov Ara. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good and bad things that happen to us. The famous Gemara in Brachas tells us, Kishem Shem Avarachim Al HaTov, Kein Avarachim Al Ara. Just like a person makes a bracha when something wonderful happens to him, he makes a bracha when something unfortunately not wonderful happens to him as well, and we'll learn those halachas in this Simon. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Al Shmuos Shein Tovoslo, on good news that a person hears, that is just good news for him. Shehaim tovoslo luvado, their personal good news, they don't affect other people. Mavarach shechiyanu, a person says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Mechlam, shechiyanu v'kimonu v'yanu lazman hazeh, the famous bracha of shechiyanu. V'imhein tovoslo uli acherim, if they're not only good for himself personally, but they're also good for other people, though instead of the bracha of shechiyanu in that situation, Mavarach hatov v'yameitiv, you make the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Mechlam, hatov v'hameitiv, the one who does good for me, and as well does good for other people. Mishneh Brura explains in Sif Katan Aleph, V'davka kishishoma mipi odom nemon. He only makes this bracha if he heard this news. If he didn't see it himself, if he hears it from somebody else, only it's from a trustworthy person. The Shaar HaTzion, Chofetz Chaim in Os Aleph over there, explains that it has to be an especially trustworthy person who's well known for his honesty and accuracy, and not just from any person who might otherwise have a cheskes kashrus, but it's not especially trustworthy, because you're making a bracha on his word, so you want to make sure it's especially trustworthy, and the Chofetz Chaim brings this down from the Prima Gadim. The Mishneh Brura continues and says, "Vizeha adam ra biatzva." When this trustworthy person tells you, he himself has to have seen this, not that he heard it from somebody else. Avolim shoma shmua. If he only himself heard this from somebody else, ben shmua tova shetzarach levarach lehatova meitav shechianu. Whether this is good news, and the person will make if it's an individual. Good news, shechianu, if it's a good news for himself and for other people, make a tova meitiv. Or, bein shmua raw, or this is unfortunately tragic news, shetzarach levarach aleha dayana emes, where a person would have to make the bracha dayana emes, the ein hamagid nemon, and the person who he hears this shmua from is not a trustworthy person, as the Prima Gadim says, an especially trustworthy person. Or, oh, shamagid, even if he's a trustworthy person, this person, lo ra biyasu, he himself did not hear it. He only heard it from other people. So then, lo yivaruch, you're not entitled to make a bracha on hearing such news in this fashion. Because maybe it's not true, and therefore you would have made a bracha of atala. Likewise, v'cheinim shama shenitvas hagazlon shegazim menu. If somebody hears that they captured the guy that stole stuff from him, he's not allowed to make a bracha, lo yivarech, ad sheyashiv lo gzeila, until the actual item that was stolen from him is returned. Only then does he make the bracha, but until then he doesn't make the bracha, because so what, they caught the guy, he may not return the item, and then it's really not a good news thing for you. Mishneh Brura continues and he says, Mishu huchrach machmas ani yuso lakachas isha ashira shlo b'chevtso. If somebody, because of their poverty, or impoverished situation, decides he's going to marry a woman who's wealthy, even though he doesn't want to. So then in this situation, the Chofetz Chaim tells us over here in the Mishneh Brura, Mevarech HaTov HaMeitiv, you have to make the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, because it's good for you and it's good for her. But he says you also make the bracha V'dayon HaEmes. He says you also have to make the bracha over here, Dayan HaEmes. And he brings it down the name of the Morgan Avram. If you look at the Morgan Avram, brings it down the name of the Mati Moshe, B'Shem, the Samaches, which is the Sefer Chasidim. We only have over here the Sefer Chasidim. Now, that's what the Mishneh Brura tells us over here. Uchemedume, he says, Kishayom mimatim bebrachos elu. Nowadays, he brings down from the Prima Gadim that we're not customary to make such brachos. And as well, he says, Gam b'sefer moruk tziyah. He also brings down from the Sefer Moruk Tziyah, which is from Yaakov Emden, Zatzal. Mefakvek also, Mefakvek was there, isn't certain that you should make such brachos. And therefore, in this situation, the Mishneh Brura seems to say that you should not make such a bracha of Dayon HaEmes. Now, if we look in Dirshu, footnote number one, he mentions that the Prima Gadim says over here, Hatam Shei Kelu B'Bicha Shechianu, why are we so reluctant or lax in making this bracha of Shechianu nowadays? So he explains that this is based upon Simon Reish Chav Gimel, which we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem in tomorrow's Shia, and he says the Bir Halach over there, the real purpose of Shechianu is for a recurrent mitzvah that comes in the calendar on a regular basis. So therefore, for example, a holiday, for example, Sukkot comes once every year. Around Sukkot's time, we make the Shechianu. And therefore, and since this is different than that, it doesn't come at a set time, so many had the custom not to be zohir, not to be careful in making this bracha. However, he writes, Avol ein ze nochol linhog kach. But this is incorrect. A person shouldn't conduct himself in this fashion. Mishum shirak legabi pri chodosh, only in regards to new fruits, does the Gemara in Erevin say, shebracha zuhi rishus. It's an option if you wish to make it. But otherwise, when you're mechuyev to make a shechiyanu, that's the language. You're mechuyev to make it. However, he concludes in kol makom, af legabi pri chodosh, even regarding a new fruit, it brings down in Simon Reish Chafei, Sheroi Lizar, Shalol Levato, that one should even be careful with a new fruit not to miss out on making the bracha of Shechianu. So Allah has come and come in all of these situations. If a Shechianu is appropriate, a person should be Zar to make it. Dishifut number two brings down that in Reish Chaf Gimel as well, we're going to learn, Shekivan Shiro Osa Vitzrat Zaliso, so since he saw this woman, and while maybe originally he wasn't thrilled about getting married to her, but now he's decided to get married to her, Ein lo levarach al nisuin dynamis. It's totally inappropriate for a person to say baruch dina emes about such an nisuin. Elo, however, shemiidoch ein lo levarach atova meitiv. However, he also suggests that maybe one should not make a baruch of atova meitiv over there because he really wanted to marry somebody else. And he adds, she'im mishtadech im isha shirotzuba. If a person does make a shidduch with a woman that he does wish to marry, so both he and that woman should make a shechianu on the etzim hishtadchus when they get engaged. She tova v'simcha gedola, because what greater goodness and simcha could it be than getting married? They know pechusin, and certainly is not less, mishar shmuos tovos, all the other brachas that we said, when you hear good news, you make a shechion on them. So finding your zivik, finding your basharat, that certainly deserves a shechion. He brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shatam she'ein mevarachim shechionu b'kidichas isha. Why don't we make the shechionu at the time of the wedding? He says, b'pnei shebishas or erisin, because at the time of the wedding, when you have the first stage of the marriage, which is erisin, ein asimcha shleima dayin. That's not a complete simcha, because you're not yet fully halachically married to her. You're only the first stage of marriage. You haven't had the nisuin yet. And in those days, they used to have the erisin separated by up to a year from the nisuin. U'bishas nisuin, so then when they would get married a year later, the full complete marriage, Shinigmur ha-simcha, at that point, the simcha is complete. However, Yev Sholavaruch, Nesha Etzem Adavar, Kvar Nigmar B'Erisin. Because much of the original happiness was already done a year before, during the time of the Erisin. So therefore, they used to have the Erisin and the Nisuin at two separate times. So therefore, there was no proper time to make the bracha, and therefore the bracha was not made. However, he adds, nowadays, when we do the Erisin and the Nisuin together, we do both of them at the same time. He says, nevertheless, Mikol Mokum in Levarach, we still do not make a bracha of Shechianu at a wedding. Why? Shekivim Shebizman Shenase Benifrod Lo Birchu, because originally they didn't make such a bracha, so therefore we don't change that around. Af Anu Ein Mevarachim. So what I've heard people recommend is when the chassan and kala, they each wear their brand new suit or their brand new dress, so they certainly can make the shechianu on the new suit, on the new dress, and they should certainly have in mind the wonderful wedding that they're about to undergo, shechianu, kimonu v'higianu, lazman hazeh, certainly they can be yotzei with either a new fruit or much easier with a new suit and the new dress. I make the same recommendation to a bar mitzvah boy the first time he puts on his tefillin, that he should also make the shechianu on the new suit, and this way be yotzei the idea that maybe you should make a shechianu on the tefillin as well. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Bays, he writes that when you hear shmuos, now that's plural, nokat b'loshin rabim, it was used in the plural sense, lahoros, to teach us a halacha, shim shama kama shmuos, v'vasachas, if you heard multiple news that you'd have to make a bracha on each one individually, but you heard them all simultaneously, it would be sufficient for you to make one Shechianu or Tova Meitiv or one Rechman al-Islam Baruch Dayan or Emes. The Chofetz Chaim in Oz Gimel in the Shaar Tzion points out as well, Nira de Bavas Achas Lav Davka doesn't literally have to mean simultaneously. As long as Shelo Birech Al Shmu Harishona Bavas Achas Domi, Kivas Achas Domi, that as long as you haven't made the original bracha, Shechianu, let's say, and now another Shechianu comes up, you can be Yotzi both with one Shechianu. As long as you haven't made the original bracha, it's still called Bavas Achas in this respect. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, this is a little bit different than we had said before. There's a machlokas if a person urinates and didn't make the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and then he has to urinate again. So nechluku aposkim. There they had a machlokas, does he make one or two Asher Yotzars? However, in regards to a birchas hodah over here, according to most poskim, you can be yotzei with one bracha for multiple episodes. The issue foot number 4 brings down, if somebody heard that he had a son Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. But he didn't make the Shechianu at that point in time, or a Tov Ametiv, so we already pointed out, and we'll see this also as well in Simon Reish Chav Gimel, that you can make the Bracha at any time afterwards, because HaTova Nimshechas, because it's a continuous Bracha. So again, I pointed out yesterday, it's when you're eating food, if you forgot to make the Bracha Rishona, so you can still make that Bracha as long as you're eating food. So Kaviyachal, with the sun over here, you're still enjoying the sun every moment that he's Baruch Hashem around, so therefore you can still make the Bracha at a later point in time, albeit you should have made it as early as possible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says you make a Shechianu. Hainu, kisheyesh lo simcha meyashmua. That's, of course, when you have enjoyment from hearing this news. And likewise, unfortunately, v'chein lehevach v'dayan emes, when a person unfortunately has tragic news, kisheyesh lo tzar meyashmua. It has to be significantly tragic enough that he's making a baruch dayan emes on this. Now, the issue for number 5 brings down, what are the parameters for this? So he says the parameter for Simcha Shmua, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Shetzorech Shetia Tova Chashuva Shesamach Bohabri. It has to be good news that you really are enjoying it. You're very happy about it. For example, it's a Simcha Shomoni, Mamon, you get a monetary benefit, or Simcha Cheres, or some other very happy occasion. And he says, in regards to money, it depends on how rich you are. For some people, a $50 fine would be unbelievable. For some people, a $50,000 fine is ho-hum. Baruch Hashem, they're so well off. So it depends how much Simcha is given to you. It depends a little bit on your financial state and as well other factors. The issue for number 6 explains the reason why we make a bracha of Dayan Emes, because we're essentially being matzdik es adin. We're basically accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree against us, and this is an onesh, some sort of a penalty, and we accept it. He says, Rachman al-Islan, if somebody gets sick, so the Makor HaChaim brings down, this is the Makor HaChaim of the Chavos Yar, he brings down, did you make a bracha Dayan Emes when you hear this bad news about you being sick? And he says as well, Chayin Kosa b'shelus tshuvas halachas ketanos, shetzorech levarach hazeh. The one should make a bracha when he hears Nebuch bad news about him being sick, as well as in other things that disturb a person or bother a person. However, he says, Lamaisa, people don't make this bracha. He doesn't explain why not. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Al Shmuel's Rose, Mavarach, when you hear bad news, Rachmana Litzlan Lo Aleinu, and the Chavetz Chaim in Dibra Maschel, Al Shmuel's Rose in the Bir Halacha says, Bein Shein Rose, Lo Levado Ogam Lechem. This is whether a personal bad news or whether it's bad news for other people as well. So he says, the bracha he makes is as follows, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayan Ho'emes. We make the well-known bracha. We Nebuch only hear this at funerals, but there are other times that a person should make this bracha as well, as we've already discussed. And the Chavetz Chaim continues with the Bir Halacha, Dayin Emes, Dibra Maschil, Dayin Emes. He says, Lo niskan bracha zu ela al dover shemitchila niten lo v'yachakach niskal kol neva. This bracha of Dayin Emes is made on something that you originally had and it was taken away from you or was ruined. But you don't make this bracha of Dayin Emes on something that wasn't given to you. You didn't win the lottery. You bought a ticket, you didn't win the lottery. You don't make a Dayin Emes in that situation. As he brings down the name of the El Yeraba and the name of the Avodram. He says, for example, Imno de lo sheikh mitzayin, you had wine, and it became vinegary, it soured. Then you make a baruch dayan emes, and this is based upon the Targum Yonasan in the name of the Yerushalmi. And he says, Pasha, du adinim nisrufu lo nechosav, if somebody had property that got burnt, went up in flames, or rachman olislan shemes lo behemto, his animal passed away, or anything else like this, v'chol kiay gadna, dover shederach adam litzdarbo, anything that a person would normally be upset about, so you make the bracha, baruch dayan emes. Many people have the custom not to make this with shemo malchus when they hear bad news, and they say, baruch dayan emes. The issue for number 7 adds further. He says, if somebody has a precious item and it breaks, or somebody has something stolen from him, he has no hope of getting it back, so the Makor HaChaim brings down as well that you make the bracha Dayan Emes in that situation. And if the item then does get returned to you, it gets fixed, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down, then you can make a Shechianu, a Tova Meitiv on it at that point in time. He says, likewise, the din would be if you heard that a person that owes you money, somebody that you sold goods to, is unable to pay you back or isn't going to pay you back, you can also make a Dayan Emes in that situation. Again, when in doubt, you say, without shame or malchus. The Mechaber continues with Sif Gimel. Chayiv odin levarech al ro'a b'dash shleimu v'nefesh chafetza. When a person does make this bracha of Dayan Emes, he should make it with a complete heart and with complete intention and understanding. And willing to make this bracha, kidero shemavarach basim chalatova, just like he would if it was a happy occasion, it was the happiness that happened to him, he would make a bracha with great simcha, so too he should make the bracha of baruch dayan emes with, as hard as it may be, to make it with the same level of concentration and desire to make the bracha like he would on good news. This is certainly an extremely difficult thing to do, and there are stories of great Rabbanim that would delay making this bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes until they were in a frame of mind, until they were capable of making it with the same simcha that a person makes the bracha of Shechianu. A very difficult situation indeed. And the Mechaber explains why this is so, based upon the Torah, which is based upon the Gemara. Because when bad things happen to a person who's truly an Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes it's really a Simcha and a good thing for him. Why? Since he has accepted with happiness and acceptance that which Hashem has been nigzar, has decreed upon him. With his acceptance of this bad thing, Zohu Oved Es Hashem. This is how he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehi Simchalo, which is of course a great simcha to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is a very difficult sift to carry out in practice, and one really needs to be aware of the ideas over here in order to be able to even possibly try to accomplish this in the proper way that Chazal intended us to make such a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains further in Sifkat and Dalit. In fact, all sad things and afflictions that come upon a person, on his body or in his wealth, who are called kapara alavonos, it's really all an atonement for sins that he has performed or done. And this will prevent him from, in the olam ha'emes, from having to get yisurim and gehenim, another yisurim that are far, far worse. Because over there, in the real world, in the Olam HaEmes, in Gehenim, the punishments are far more severe. Uchadisa b'medrash, like the Medrash tells us, Yitzchok tova yisurim. Yitzchok avinu, he asked HaKadosh Baruch for yisurim. Haynu shehu yikir godol midas adin shel asid. He recognized what it means to have to face HaKadosh Baruch with 120 and be punished for things that you did wrong in the Olam HaEmes. And likewise, similar to this, David HaMelech also said, I'm so scared of your future judgments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he too asked, so he too asked to be punished in this world, so he shouldn't have to fear the true din v'cheshbon in the Olam HaEmes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, you want Yisurim? Very good, it's a great idea. I swear, Dover Tov HaTomivakish, you're asking for a very proper and good thing. And therefore, Umimcha ani maskel, and with you, Yitzchak, I'm going to begin. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vahi kizokin Yitzchak. When Yitzchak got older, Vatichena einov miros, he became blind. And that was a punishment. That was his Yisurim, so to say, that Yitzchak Avinu asked for. The Gemara tells us for normal people, not people like the Avos, not people like David HaMelech, a person should never ask for Yisurim, not them nor their rewards. And in fact, the person should daven not to have Yisurim. That's perfectly acceptable and not going against this idea. We are not on that madrega that we ask for Yisurim. The issue foot number 8 brings down from the Oruch. When a person is brought affliction by a Kodesh Baruch Hu upon him, it's because Hashem loves him and Hashem is giving him good things for him, albeit they look bad right now. Because they are a kapara lavonosav. This is an atonement for his sins. And just like a person goes to a doctor, he goes and gets certain types of therapy. For example, he gives the example here of getting bloodletting, which they used to do, but a person knows he's going there, it's painful for a moment, but it's good for him overall. Therefore, so too, one should have this attitude towards this yisurim as well. And therefore, chayav levarach. And therefore, since it's actually a positive, you should make a bracha. And the Tirshu foot number 9 brings down from the Chavetz Chaim Sefer, Shem Olam, Sha'af im lo motzo chet b'nafsho, even if you don't find any sins in yourself, pomu rabos yisurim heim l'nisoyon. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you yisurim over here as a nisoyon, as a test for you, to see if you can withstand such a test. And this is, in fact, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He sometimes gives tzaddikim tests in order to give them greater reward. Siv Dala, the Mechaber writes, Mevorach la-tova, tova meitiv. When a person has wonderful news that happens to him and other people, he makes a tova meitiv. Even though you're concerned that maybe a negative will come out of it in the future, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Karten, hey, ki ein lanu listak ubasid, we don't look to the future. Shev shashlo yekein, maybe it won't actually happen bad. He brings down the name of the Rambam and the Pirush and Mishnayis, and therefore we make the bracha tova meitiv now, because right now it's good. Mechaber gives an example. Kigon shemotza mitzia, you find a find, the yare, and you're concerned, you're fearful, shemo yishama lamelech, it will be heard that the melech knows that you found this, v'yikach kol ha-shalo, and he'll take everything from you, as was their custom. And likewise, v'chei mevarech ala roa, baruch dayin emes. Likewise, a person makes a bracha of dayin ha-emes, af al pi sheyavo lo tovi menu, even though there is something good that will come of it. For example, we know the famous rule that a person gets a Yerusha, he makes the bracha, baruch dayin ha-emes, even though, of course, he's a tragic, terrible happening for him, but he will get money from it, so therefore, even though there's good from it, you still make the bracha of dayin ha-emes. Kigon, for example, shevalo shetef al sadeh, or he gives the example over here that if a field is flooded, so right now it's bad, af al pi kishiyavo shetef itovo lo, but when the field is unflooded, it will have been irrigated very well. Shehishka sadeyu. So one might have thought that you don't make a dayan emes now. The answer is you do make a dayan emes now. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains, V'yari sha'alilu alo v'yichu es ha'shalo. The case before where the king hears that you found something, he's afraid that other people will tell on him that he found this and the king will take it away. Umayri she'esh lo anshei bayis. And this is talking about when there are other people there with him. She'esh bazeh tova gam lahem. And here we're talking about that it's a tova meitiv because there are other people that will benefit in his household from this find, and therefore v'shayach b'chas tova meitiv make the bracha tova meitiv. If you were the only one, the lav hochi yesh lo levarach rach shechianu. Then he would have given us the example of yimei shechianu, even though in the future it may be bad. That concludes Simon Reish Chaf Beis and today's shir.